Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if the title of this week's episode sounds a bit simplistic, it's not so much for me that it's simplistic, but it points to the simplicity of principles. So if you're a regular listener or even an occasional listener to this podcast, you know that one of the names that we use for the teaching that I share is the three principles. And people go, okay, so what's a principle? I know when I first heard about principles, it was like, okay, so a principle is like an idea that you try to live by, like as above, so below, or, you know, good things happen to good people, or it was almost like a fancy name for a belief system. But in scientific terms, a principle is something that just is. So gravity is a principle. There's no therefore. You know, gravity, therefore you should not drink beer and you should be a vegetarian. It's like, no, just gravity. It's just a fact. It's just 2 + 2 = 4. Now, we're in a culture right now that loves to celebrate our differences, and there's a lot of wonderful things that come from that. But this conversation is always orienting us back to what just is before the differences, what is regardless of differences. So 2 + 2 = 4, even if one of the twos is red and the other one is green. 2 + 2 = 4, even if one of the twos is Christian and one is Muslim. 2 + 2 = 4, even if one of the twos is male and another one of the twos is female. 2 + 2 just is 4, and a principle just is how it works. And in the teachings of the Scottish mystic Sid Banks, who I refer to a lot in these podcasts, he would talk about how the only way things fundamentally change is when you experience a shift in consciousness. When you go to a higher level of consciousness, everything changes, or the way I talk about it, nothing changes, but everything is different. And he would say that the simplest way to make a shift in consciousness, to go up in consciousness, is to see a spiritual fact, to see something that is just true about life. Now, the three spiritual facts that Sid talked about most often, what are known as the three principles, were thought, consciousness, and mind. Thought just is. It is a creative capacity that takes the formless energy of life and allows it to come into form. He would call it the missing link between the formless world of pure energy and the forms that we can see and hear and taste and touch and smell. Consciousness is the capacity to experience. It is simply part of what it is to be human. We can debate where consciousness comes from and where the seat of consciousness is and higher and lower and are there really levels. But that capacity simply is, like the movie screen simply is, no matter what movie is showing on it, or even if no movie at all is showing. Mind is the energy and intelligence of life, whether in form or formless. I sometimes call it the God principle, because that's the closest word we have in our culture for that kind of allness that encompasses the isness and the nothingness. And again, these things just are. They don't imply morality. They don't imply the right way to be. They don't imply who you should vote for in the next election. They don't imply how you should behave. But in the same way as if you didn't understand gravity, it would be really understandable if you worried about floating off the earth at any given moment. It would be really kind of sensible to try and believe in gravity and maybe even worship it so that you don't float away. When you recognize that gravity just is, it takes all of that thinking and all of that doing off your mind and off your plate. And when you see that all that's ever happening is this creative capacity of thought is projecting onto the screen of consciousness and is being brought to life by the energy of life itself. It is made of the energy and intelligence of life itself. It takes away the need for a lot of superstition, a lot of, well, I need to do this in order to experience that. Now, while the three principles that Sid Banks articulated are sort of the highest level, because everything is made of mind, thought, and consciousness. If we see that the world is what we think it is, but there's a world beyond our thinking. So the nature of thought and consciousness is the more I think something, the more real it starts to appear, the more detail starts to fill in, the more form starts to come from the formless. And that's how we create and live in separate realities where it looks like everyone who disagrees with us is nuts. Because in our thought-created reality, we're right. But in their thought-created separate reality, they're right. But we debate as if we are living in the same thought-created reality. But there is a world beyond our thinking. But it's not your world or my world. It's what in Eastern mysticism they would talk about as the real world. And they would define the difference between the real and the illusory as the difference between that which comes and goes, that which is temporal, temporary, of time, and that which is never born and never dies. The infinite, with no beginning and no end. Now, once you start to see, and I'll rephrase that, once I started to see that there were facts, that there were spiritual facts, that some stuff was just true, regardless of my opinion of it, regardless of whether I believed in it or not, regardless of whether I even knew about it or not. To me, seeing more facts became the most helpful, but also the most interesting game in town. I wasn't interested anymore in having better belief systems, having better thinking about things. Einstein said, "I want to know God's thoughts. The rest is details." And when you live in a world of facts, everything is more stable. You're on solid ground. Your life is no longer at the mercy of your moods and your day-to-day thinking, your moment-to-moment thinking. It still happens. You can still feel that variability going on inside you. But you experience it like the screen might experience the movie. You experience it like the wire might experience electricity running through it. The details, the content of experience, stop seeming like the most important thing, and the fact of experience, the fact of thought, the fact of consciousness, the fact of this deeper energy and intelligence of all things, whether in form or formless, becomes the hook you hang your hat on, becomes the ground on which you walk. The scientist Archimedes was one of the first scientists to experiment in ancient Greece with levers, and famously said, "Give me a long enough lever and a place to stand, and I can move the world." And we culturally tend to focus on the levers. Leverage. How do I get more leverage? But if you don't have solid ground on which to stand, the longest lever in the world won't even lift an ant. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.